Amnesty International is deeply concerned that the authorities are employing delay tactics in ensuring that Sowore and the four others who were arrested solely for expressing their rights to freedom of expression and freedom of assembly, the authorities are doing everything to ensure that they remain in detention and that they do not come out of that detention. And of course, we've seen the delay tactics in the guise of, for instance, the authorities failing to produce Sowore and four others for the continuation of their bail hearing, which was supposed to have taken place at an Abuja magistrate court on Friday. We understand that the police are citing the non-availability of operating vehicles to convey the detainees to court. And we definitely regard this as a deliberate attempt to keep them perpetually in illegal detention. So this is why we are worried. We are actually appalled by these delay tactics, and we are calling on the authorities not only to release them, but to also drop all the charges against them, because we all should live in a country where expressing your right to freedom of expression and freedom of assembly should not earn you jail terms or illegal detention from the authorities.
Some are arguing that the government brought them to court and they are going through the process. Why don't Amnesty International just allow the process to continue and that their rights are not being violated and the demand for charges against them to be dropped are rather unfortunate and regrettable? What do you say to that?
We have seen this movie before. This is not the first time that the nation is witnessing a situation where people are arrested just because they maintain a different opinion or they express a dissenting opinion. This is not the first time that people have been picked up for participating in a protest. And we are saying that constitutionally, Nigerians have the right to freely express themselves. The authorities are simply keeping them just to wear them out. These five activists have done absolutely nothing wrong beyond participating in a protest. And there is no rule that says that you cannot even participate in a protest in the midnight or at any time of the day. So there is no crime here as far as we are concerned. And we are saying that the authorities should drop charges against them, should release them, and should uphold and promote the right to freely express yourself in a country like ours.
But some people are saying that Sowore and some of his enablers sought to undermine the country's ability. In spite of everything that he's going on, they should be aware that their actions, and he has also been charged before of trying to overthrow the administration. So why would he do something like that? That would, some argue, would create another legal obstacle for him, they said. What do you say to that?
Except if the constitution of the country, the provisions of the constitution of our country has changed. As long as the provisions of the constitution remain the same, the right to protest, the right to freely express yourself, cannot be criminalized. And what Sowore and others did was to participate in a protest. Protest is not a crime. We have said that again and again. Protest is not a crime. It doesn't matter how you view it. If we live in a society like ours that is run by the law, protest is not a crime. It is the attempt of the authorities to criminalize this that should be condemned by everyone. I mean, you may not like Sowore, and you don't have to like. You may not like activists who speak on behalf of others, who speak for the rights of others, and you don't have to like them. But what matters is that, do they have a right to participate in the protest? If the answer is yes, then that should not be criminalized in a society like ours. We are not governed by perceptions. We are governed by the law. And our constitution provides for you a right to freely express yourself. If you want to take part in a protest, as long as it is peaceful, then that should not be criminalized in any way. So irrespective of your perception about Sowore and whatever you may want to say, he and others have participated in a protest. The question is, should that be criminal in a country like ours? And the answer is no.